Sometimes it's hot and messy. 101.9 CITR. Hot mess.
Warning, you are about to experience a hot mess.
What up? What up?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Welcome to this evening of Hot Mess.
This Hello, everybody. How's it going, Ed?
To my left is Jason Awesome, and I'm doing fine. And right in front of me is Blontron.
Blontron. Guess who else is here? Guess who else is here? Guess who else is here?
Who?
Hey guys, what's up? It's Handsome Anderson in the house!
Oh yeah! My goodness, you're back.
Holy heck.
For any of you who are like, who's Handsome Anderson? He's our tall, haired, long lost, original co-star extraordinaire.
Yeah, I'd like to consider myself a founding father.
You are a founding
father. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
It's very exciting to
have
you back.
This is the first time the four of us have been in a room together in quite a while. And
since
you know what? It hasn't disrupted the space-time continuum yet.
Yet.
The night is still young, my friends.
And fresh.
And it is fresh. We've got a lot of cool stuff on our show, as per usual. We've got an interview with a very cool rock band called Monine that's going to be coming up in the show later.
I heart Kenny.
And we have an amazing DJ.
Yeah.
Kenny. What? Who?
No, didn't I interview Monine?
Once upon a time, yeah, you did actually.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Kenny's amazing. He's a very nice fellow. Kenny Bridges and his Monine crew.
Okay, we also have an amazing DJ. Lisa Deluxe is in the house.
Deluxe
hairstyle.
Yeah, we are both rocking undercuts because we are awesome.
Yeah.
You can't see your undercut right now, though. You kind of look like Marilyn Monroe meets a beaver.
Who's that guy who's always got the tan face?
I know what you're talking
about.
George Hamilton.
Like
there you go.
Marilyn Monroe meets George Hamilton.
And why am I George Hamilton?
Because you've got a wicked tan.
No, I think Marilyn Monroe, because she's drowning in this beaver pelt.
It's a coat. It is a brushed beaver fur coat.
Crushed beaver? Yes, it is a crushed
beaver. It's not crushed. It's brushed.
Jacket.
It's soft. It's a soft beaver pelt.
Nice beaver.
Thanks.
Have you ever felt a hard beaver? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Most beaver is spiky and not soft.
All right.
Anyway,
enough beaver chat tonight.
Well, hey guys, guess what? I've got a 5-hour energy shot. We could each have 1.5 hours.
Oh, let's do this.
Yeah. Delightful.
Well, I have some exciting news.
What's that?
I just finished a song last night. And so I thought, you know, I might play it. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, so it's not mastered yet, but this is sort of like more down-tempo one. And then I might play another one that I just finished too.
Wait a minute. I've been away for a while, but when did you guys start playing down-tempo music on this show?
It's not that down-tempo. It's still electro.
All right.
Here it is. It's my new song, Let Go, by Blontron, produced by our awesome friend Parlange.
Parlange.
On Hot Mess.
Will be our grave.
I think you found your backup singer.
I did. What do you guys think? You like it?
Yeah, I really like it a lot.
Like it?
We'd be some handsome-ass backup singers.
Do we? Are we going to get backstage passes for life?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
That song's a hit.
Yeah, thanks. That's a great song.
If you change, if you let fame and fortune change you, I'll be pissed.
Okay, I will not. You guys both have matching facial hair right now. It's great. I have one more song that I just finished last night, and it's a little bit more upbeat. It's going to get the party started. So here it is again, Blontron. That's me on Hot Mess with a lot of bearded dudes staring at me.
Yeah.
Lock my eyes across the room. Admit you're wrong, and I will too. How could we let it get this far?
And good
like
hair.
It? And great hair.
And that's just more
courtesy
talent.
Of Rain.
There's just more talent than you can shake a stick at happening here on Hot Mess. And you know what?
What?
Was our own resident DJ Blanchron giving us some of the goods. That was her singing.
She's
making all the beats, all the tunes. It was amazing stuff. I'm sure you'll be able to find out more and maybe even download some of that stuff from her MySpace page or her website coming up soon, which is
Blanchron.com or MySpace.com/Blanchron. BLONDTRON.
Of course.
It's all coming out in January.
And of course, you can also go to our website,
hotmess.org.
Yeah.
It's the best.
So, Matt.
Matt hadn't said that for a while. I got a little scared.
I know. He's like, oh, God, like, where am I?
I hope you remember.
There was a small moment of blanking.
Matt, can we interview you? What have you been doing? We haven't talked to you for a long time.
Let me tell you guys. I've
been in L.A.
I had a tough day today because I had to take my dog to the vet.
Oh, no. Doo-doo.
I have a beautiful little overweight 30-pound Cocker Spaniel named Teddy. And she loves teddy bears. So
she's cute.
She put her back out.
How'd she do that? Well, loving a teddy bear a little too much?
Yes, actually. We have a life-size German Shepherd stuffed dog that we gave her as a oversized treat, which she has been humping nonstop all day and all night. And she's put out her L5 and her L4.
Wow. I mean, haven't we all?
Yeah, so we took her to the vet and we gave her a shot of
some aggressive,
good, and
aggressive
she's
humping
right now on the couch, high as a kite, having the best day ever.
Wow. But you're having a hard day because you're worried.
Well, I was worried about her, yeah. But no, she's fine.
But aside from Teddy's love life, what have you been doing?
Well, I just got my work visa for the United States of America, which is really exciting, and it's pretty much what I've been working
on
for the last
hard to get.
Year. It's very difficult to get. At the same time, it probably means I'm going to be in the States for the next couple years.
Which is sad for us.
Haven't I seen you pushing a couch down the side of a mountain in a beer commercial?
Yeah, promoting Coors Light.
Or on the side of a case of Coors Light,
yeah.
Perhaps?
Yeah, whatever.
In a liquor store?
Daddy's got to pay the bills.
Handsome.
How have you guys been doing? What's been going on? Holy cow, I'm just going to say this in a totally from the heart way. This is the first time that I've really missed being home.
Wow, we really miss you.
We miss you too.
I'd like to talk about a really big moment in my life.
Okay.
It sort of ties into my gripe and hype, but I might just do it as a gripe and then hype, but it's the same thing. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Gripe. Google. I am not a blender. When you type Blondron into Google, it asks you if you meant Blendtron. And I haven't seen any blenders making the covers of magazines lately. Have you?
That sounds like the Transformer that didn't make the movie.
Yeah.
Blendron.
This just in, Robert Pattinson made a smoothie. Not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for like years, every time you typed in Blondron, it would ask you if you meant Blendtron. And it was the most angering thing. I'm like, when will I become more popular than a kitchen appliance?
Do you prefer to frappe?
I don't prefer anything. Pulse. I don't prefer. I'm pissed off. I'm going to use a fork. I'm boycotting blenders. I'm just going to mash up all my smoothies with a fork just because I was so angry. But as of, this is my hype, Google searches. Now, when you type Blondtron and it asks you before you're even finished spelling it, suggestion Blondtron? I think they finally heard my cries. Because now I'm an official Google result.
You should try and get one of your songs in the new Tron movie that's coming out.
I should. And anyone Tron-y who has a Blendtron blender, you should throw it off a balcony because it's useless.
Blenders.
Now totally I just want to go home and make a hell shake. I think we should play this interview of this really cool Canadian rock band that we had a chance to speak to fairly recently.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I really want to hear it.
Where are they from? Winnipeg?
I believe they live in
Ontario.
The Toronto metropolitan area now.
Way off.
Yep, not even close.
Quite
not
far.
Even
but
close.
But you know what? You live in the States. You don't care about Canada anymore.
Okay.
And they're cool dudes, and they've got a crazy story about how shitty their tour has been through the States and Canada because they seem to be cursed. But I guess in the end, it all worked out. Monine is their name, and they're awesome, and then we're going to play one of their songs.
All right, here it is on Hot Mess.
Hello? Hello, is this Jay Brown?
This is Jay. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kenny from Monine.
Kenny, how you doing, man? Welcome to Hot Mess.
Oh, thanks, dude.
First of all, I'm going to start off by saying that I love your band so much that when I sing the song Moni Moni at karaoke, I replace the Monies with Monine.
Yes, that's the way it should be.
And I'm thinking that you guys should maybe try covering that live.
Yeah, we would probably try, and it would fail miserably, and we don't want to really have to go through that again.
I've been reading a lot about what's been going on this tour for you guys. There's some ups and downs, correct?
Yep.
So why don't you describe to your fans, to your listeners, what's been going on? Because you guys have had, is it true that your gear got stolen?
No, not our gear didn't get stolen. We just, a lot of our merch money and an Xbox Live and a bunch of bags and CDs and DVDs all got stolen from the van. But we did go without gear for about 10 or more shows. We had no gear, and we were just playing acoustic or boring everything we could find from other bands. Like, the shows on this past U.S. tour we just did were pretty much awesome shows, but a nightmare getting to them, essentially.
Right, because you've been having some van trouble as well?
Yeah, it was just, we went through two real, real bad van breakdowns. Well, one of them left our crew and half our van stuck in Salt Lake City for about 10 days. And it just got to the point where we were like, when we thought everything's okay, then another breakdown would happen, and then we would get over that, and then our van would get broken into, and then it was the point where, like, this van is actually cursed 100%. It hates our life more than anything.
But some these experiences, I mean, like, how do you feel right now? Do you just say, I'm going to walk away from this and laugh about it in 6 months? Are you just kind of like, do you question why you're doing this at some point? I mean, how do you feel right now?
No, I got to laugh about it right now. Like, if we didn't ever stop laughing, then we would have started crying and friggin'. We could have actually just been dead in some friggin' alley somewhere or something. Like there are times when our crew, especially Rick and Jocelyn, they like were 100% champions for us. The amount of like pain and suffering they went through, as far as like sitting in hotel rooms and waiting for vans to be fixed, and then driving like 40 hours straight to meet up with us. Like, I would call Jocelyn the merch girl every day and pretty much just ask her, hey, if you want to fly home at any time, let me know. And she's like, no way, man, we're gonna meet up with you guys. We're gonna finish this tour. So it's like, if they're not even playing live, they don't even get the good part of touring. And if they can be that positive, then we have no excuse for being negative at all. We just gotta, it's life experience, whatever, you know? It's like, shit happens, we deal with it.
You guys have been taking out your frustrations live on stage, I guess.
Oh, yeah, the first show that we, because Hippie and I, we had to play acoustic for about 8 shows without the guys. And the first show we got to play as a full band was, I can't even describe it. It was like so much just frustration and anger came out, and like, and some of the people that was in Toronto, our hometown, some of the people that have been seeing us for years now said it was probably the best show they've ever seen us play, just because it was so just honest and angry and raw. So
you played one show on Halloween under the name Taylor Swift and the Swifties.
Yep.
And played a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like, so we all dressed up as our version of what we feel Taylor Swift should look like.
All right, so
obviously Hippie, maybe Hippie didn't win that time. I think our bass player Eric won that time, because we got him a costume that's pretty much for a 3-year-old. But anyway, that doesn't matter. So it was funny though. Everyone watching, like, especially the bands, they would watch us play, and they're like, you know, we played the intro of the song and then the first verse and the first chorus, and they figured we'd stop. But no, we kept going. We played the entire song of that "You Belong with Me." And the funny thing is, I don't actually know the song.
Right.
And so I was pretty much just, like, all the parts, all the lyrics that I thought I would never remember, like, I did, but I don't think I ever got the actual hook to the song right once. So, Taylor Swift and the Swifties, I'm not sure. I think it's only going to be a one-time thing, probably.
Has this thing shown up on YouTube?
I don't know. I haven't looked for it. I hope to God it doesn't, though.
It might haunt you if it does.
Yeah, no, for real. They'll watch and be like, this guy's supposedly a professional musician. I can't even remember one freaking line. But, you know, he looks good in a freaking dress.
There you go. What, and in your mind, you mentioned you guys all dressed up as what Taylor, you thought Taylor Swift should look like. What do you think Taylor Swift looks like or should look like?
I always thought, I guess before, I always thought she was like, really, pretty and cute and elegant, all wrapped up in the one, but now I think she looks like a prawn from District 9. I saw her, I'm not trying to be mean, I saw her live talk show and it all went downhill. Like she's, I don't know, she looked like an alien.
I can hear the guys laughing in the background.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm sure she's lovely, but yeah, I would go for the hippie Swiftie any day.
Now speaking of hippie, you got a guy named Hippie in the band. Is he a real hippie? I mean, is he burning incense in the van as we speak?
No, he's just a dude with dreads when it comes down to it. No actual hippie could get as angry as he does.
All right, so 2009 is almost done. We got to ask you guys, any specific favorite moments for you this year, whether it be with your band and your music or culturally?
I just discovered, I don't know if they're in Canada, but in the States at Taco Bell, they have these crispy potato soft tacos.
Right, right.
79 cents, which are really freaking good.
So that,
it's just potato, right? So it's like real simple, but it's like, it's actually really good. So, that takes it for me right there.
So nothing to do with Michael Jackson dying or anything like that. Your big cultural moment in 2009 was 79 cent tacos.
Yeah, no, not just tacos, man.
I love it.
Calm down my moment.
What about favorite music from bands that you love in 2009? Any specific albums that you guys really caught your attention that you want your fans to listen to?
Sure, yeah, okay. I got three, and I'm just speaking for myself here. One of them, probably my top of the year, is the new Mute Math record. The record itself is unbelievable. Another one is The Resistance by Muse.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one for me. What? Why are you just shutting things out while I'm doing an interview like that? Hippies are like, oh, it's all about me. Look at me, I'm a hippie. Hippie's angry. He's going to see what I'm telling you. He's already raging.
You guys are actually arguing on Hot Mess Radio right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. we're not really angry. We will kiss after this.
And if we were going to play one of your songs on our show right now, which would it be?
Oh, do you want to play Hold That Sound?
Yes, I do.
Yeah!
All right. Thanks a lot, man. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Hospital. you
I just like those guys.
They're cool.
Did you say you dislike them?
I just like them.
Moaning.
Kenny
moaning,
and...
Moaning.
So good!
Moaning.
See?
Oh, that was Lord.
Great. Yeah.
That was...
Where were you last week when we had to write a song for the person who donated money?
What?
We were busy.
Whatever. Speaking of great music, there's a possibility that we might be talking to this artistic individual in the next little while. So I stumbled across I stumbled across a song. I really like it. It's Kid Cudi, who I'm a big fan of. He's currently on tour on a bunch of dates. And this is with the lead singer from Vampire Weekend, which I'm not sure about the Vampire Weekend.
Vampires so hot right now, vampires.
Band, but I like this track.
They don't sparkle, by the way. Vampires do not sparkle in sunlight.
A lot of people have been saying I've been looking like that New Moon guy.
Which
one? What
does
that mean?
What New Moon guy?
Robert Pattinson?
The one with the hair.
No.
Robert Pattinson.
Your hair is
a compliment or an insult?
It's an insult because he's dirty.
No, he's hot, and I want to do him on a rainbow, but your hair is not flowy enough. It's high.
If a blonde girl says I look like New Moon Dude, it's a compliment. If a dude calls me New Moon, it's an insult.
Because he looks like he needs a bath.
No, he looks like he needs to be in my bed.
Do I look like I need a bath?
I don't think so.
A bath?
I personally would take it as an insult. That's just me.
I'd take it as a compliment.
High five, Blontron. Boom.
Glove high five. I'm wearing gloves right now.
Okay. It isn't as loud and satisfying.
No, I'm sorry.
Let's play this track.
Okay, so Kid Cudi. Cutter is back on Hot Mess.
Yeah. What's up? Mm-hmm. Nigga. Yeah, it's me. Yeah. I'm back, baby. Cutter.
Ottoman couch, how handsome your furniture, lovely and now, but dressed for a funeral, begging you to sit for a portrait on the wall, to hang in the dark of some parliamentary hall.
I stay home a lot, no TV, just thoughts and a heap of good weed. Same jeans, same old Converse, baked tees and the Wally, so works. I'm cool, some niggas mad at it. Look at it from the outside, fantastic. Can't keep the negative alive, baby, on my dick. If Kid Cudi died, don't cry, hater. I forgive, now go and get my album and get off my dick. I smile and I'm pleasant, the weed is the essence. But if I'm in the club, we could take shit up. I'm talking about shots, I'm digging this miles. I said you're gonna raise, what should we all about? Take another shot or your soft dream on campaign. I'm the mother loving boss, hit it like my boss, two time. I never say goodbye cause I'm on mine. All my life, wanna do something major. Now every little thing I do might make it in the paper. Cudi found young nigga Popo. Mad drunk in the street, no photo. Hating motherfuckers, don't know, yo. I guess this was the life I chose. Wanna get up in my mind. Wanna know about me and Amanda Bynes. Wanna know really, really, really who I'm dating. Is she civilian or super duper famous? Is she African American, Caucasian or Asian? Or maybe Spanish. It don't matter, my nigga, I love them all. As long as she don't need stupid amounts of makeup to make up the self-esteem. Selfish dreams to reflect the blessing. I am dancing on a cloud. Successful raps, I might scream out loud. Putting it down for all I met. Talking fans, I won't quit. I'm putting it down for all I met. Talking fans, I won't quit. Hey.
Great description for this song.
Jay just scratched
like,
my favorite
like
song of the day.
Rhyme hip hop. Sounds like Mother Goose is like this. This should be on Mother Goose's like album of favorites.
I'll tell him that interview him next week.
Yeah, do that. Tell him that I thought that I really liked his reference to Three Blind Mice and the old woman that lived in the shoe.
Okay, now. Really. It's probably why
I also don't like Headley.
Jay was trying to squeeze that in all day. Anyways, we have a really great DJ in the room right now. It's not just three little dudes in the corner and me with my gloves on. There's also an amazing DJ, Lisa Deluxe. Come on over here.
Yay!
Yay! Unsatisfying clapping on that. Whoa.
Just getting mics thrown at me here.
Yeah, you are. So, welcome to Hot Mess. Thanks us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Lisa Deluxe, and one second, I have my paper.
Oh,
and
she's prepared something.
I'm prepared.
Crib notes.
I'm Lisa Deluxe, local Vancouver DJ for like the last 8 years, playing around mainly in the gay scene, but you can catch me at a few other types of parties. I'm playing
Lisa
tonight,
Deluxe,
actually.
Not just for gays, no. Everyone.
I'm playing tonight, actually, at Oasis.
Oh, fun.
For Bangin' Fridays. We're there every single Friday, and it's sort of like the hot spot in the city on a Friday night where you can go and, like, be in a room full of, like, mixed people, straight, gay, whatever you are. But, you know, we play, like, a lot of underground sort of mashed up with Top 40, and it's a really
room.
Good night.
It's
yeah.
a great room. It's a good lounge. They got that awesome patio in the back.
Yeah, well, it's turning into, like, a little nightclub now.
I like it.
Yeah, Oasis.
Very cool.
And you have a MySpace or do you have a website?
I have a website.
Yep.
I even built it myself.
You are so
nice.
You're
together.
So cool. You're so cool.
You are so
and it's even so simple. It's lisadeluxe.com.
What? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to forget that.
No.
And you
Deluxe
know,
without an E.
Yeah,
Deluxe
there's no E. Just like
no
Blondron, no E. We are not down with E's.
I always like to think of Lisa. I like to think of Deluxe in these terms. Like, you know how there's some DJs out there who only give you maybe the patty with cheese?
Yeah.
But when you want the Deluxe, you want it with the lettuce, tomato, onion.
And
maybe
bacon.
Maybe double patty and bacon.
And
you
special sauce.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lisa, this is like DJs are just patties and buns and then... She's deluxe.
Yeah. She's all the condiments.
Yeah, all the condiments.
You guys just threw it down so perfectly.
There
really.
You go. Literally. Well, now you're going to throw it down perfectly.
Listen to some sizzle and bacon.
For the next, you know, Vancouver, you're probably getting dressed to go out to a Christmas party. And maybe you're dipping into the rum and eggnog. And now you're going to dance to some Lisa Deluxe. All the condiments, all the greatness. Not just the bun and meat anymore. Here on Hot Mess. Here, got it.
Got sipped to the band of me, county corn folks. We watch how I'm taking it. Up and down, females hating. They boyfriends next steady, breaking wild. I'm dancing, I got my eyes closed, wishing you were the one holding on my thighs. Cause I just need a minute to get away from my man. When the song's finished, I hide the number in my hand. But yeah, I'm watching you, watching me, boo. You're looking like you're thinking what I'm thinking too. You wanna get away from your future ex girl so you can dance with me, spend time with the best girl. I understand we all got issues, but it's a club thing, ain't nothing official. Let's meet them and we can have a good time together. Walk across the dance floor, better now than never.
I got my girl with me. You got your man with you. That's the issue. Can I get with you? I got my girl with me. You got your man with you. That's the issue. Can I get with you? You. Looks like your man took a trip to the bathroom. Shorty went to the bar, she coming back soon. So tell me what's good before you come and catch
it. It's about time you came to your senses, baby. Now you're dancing with the real one, a perfect lady. I wish we could dip off, yeah, that'd be crazy. Never come back, hop in my black Mercedes. Hold up, let's slow it up, what's your name? Boy, they call me Hazel, back home, what they call you? Hold up, let's slow it up, what's your name? Boy, they call me Hazel, back home, what they call you?
They call me Razor, my name is all true. I'm all about cutting when the flames is all blue.
That's cool, but my man's coming back.
Got the number, holler back, let me know where you at.
What? I don't do it to hate, I don't even dislike you. If I said I was the best, I would be just like you. Like everyone else who say they the best. Like everyone else who claim that they fresh. I just do Lex, cause Lex stay fresh. Only a few people I know could say they the best. Like Lex in the South and Andre's next. With chicks like Beyonce on Jay's chest. And I rip beats like Kanye, Kanye West. While little brothers get schooled like a Fonte test. Test. Let him know a little something.
Learn how to dress in my jacket, my fresh. Jacket, my fresh. Jacket, jacket, my fresh. Learn how to dress in my jacket, my fresh. Jacket, my fresh. Jacket, jacket, my fresh.
Maybe I'm a hypocrite, maybe I'm just ignorant. Cause I said I wouldn't brag, I'm the best, but I'm feeling it. Bite my style, I'm straight up stealing it. Bite your tongue, it's made up relevant. I gave cats swag and a reason to rap. Now they front so much, all I see is they backs. Assault and battery, couldn't sell swag if they own a fresh factory. My top is my family, rest in peace. I'm on a new salary, fly paper, banks to magic, no fallacy. Final fantasy, fresh is my policy. Next to me, your swag is demolished. Me standing salute, you might as well honor me. Pop your collar, death before dishonor. Your honor, I'm on a whole new plane. Cause right after me, fresh can never be the same.
You're my breathtaker. Your body, your kiss. I want your love and all your love. CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinema Tech, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
The following is a live presentation of CITR Sports. This is UBC Thunderbirds Hockey on CITR 101.9 FM. Now in the CITR studio, Tyler Noble.
Well, where has that first half of the Canada West season for the UBC Thunderbirds gone? This is our final weekend before taking the winter break. It's UBC Men's Hockey tonight here on CITR 101.9 FM. And a challenging time for the UBC Thunderbirds. They have lost 9 of their last 10 games. They are desperately needing points, something you'll be hearing from the head coach, Milan Dragicevic, as the pregame show goes on here. playing the Calgary Dinos again this weekend after dropping both games against that team in Southern Alberta last weekend. But the Thunderbirds back on home ice, back in the old barn, in fact, Father Bauer Arena. So hopefully that will change their fortunes. Yes, I am Tyler Noble inside CITR Studio 1. The 4-9-1 Thunderbirds closing out the first half of the season with a two-game homestand against the Calgary Dinos, as I mentioned, at Father Bauer Arena. Puck drop coming up at the bottom of the hour. Birds out for revenge as the Dinos swept UBC by scores of 4-1 and 4-0 last weekend. The pair of wins by Calgary gave them a firm grip on fourth place in the Canada West standings. That is now the final playoff spot as of this year. The Birds are trailing them by 9 points. So obviously, this is an 8-point weekend for the UBC Thunderbirds. As I mentioned, just one win in their last 10 games. Scoring woes proving to be a major issue during this stretch. And also some questions around goaltending. Rookie Jordan White has earned a pair of starts over the last three games after veteran Francois Thuot stood between the pipes most of the season. And we'll see what head coach Milan Dragicevic decides to do for these two games this weekend against the University of Calgary. Mike Wall and Daryl Wiener have been off the broadcast for a little bit, and hopefully their return will certainly change the fortunes of the UBC Thunderbirds. We join them now from Father Bauer Arena. Guys.
Well, thank you very much, Tyler Noble. It feels like we're going to have to call the names of Nils Antons and Casey Bartson here tonight at the old barn, but we love it here. We are at the Father Bauer Arena. I'm Michael Wall, and I'm here with Daryl Wiener. And Tyler, you did a very good job summing up the pregame there for us. UBC tonight facing Calgary Dinosaur team that did sweep them last weekend in Calgary and swept them quite handily, putting UBC really behind the eight ball. Where if UBC can't get points this weekend out of Calgary, in fact, they really do need all 4 points this weekend against Calgary in order to keep their playoff hopes alive. And we're basically just halfway through the season. So Daryl Wiener, UBC needs a shakeup, and perhaps this new venue here for UBC might be the thing they need.
I don't know, Mike. They didn't have much success when they played in this venue. You and I saw UBC, the only game you and I have broadcasted this year, we saw UBC sweep the Manitoba Bisons. They won the Friday night game in the shootout. Therignault got a late game winner on the Saturday night in regulation. UBC swept Manitoba, gave them a record of 3-0-1. Things were looking rosy in this 2009-10 Canada West season. And quite frankly, Mike, since then it has gone nothing but downhill for the Thunderbirds. Since that 3-0-1 start, they are losers of 9 out of 10, last in the Canada West. I mean, their penalty killing, they are right above 62% right now, dead last in the Canada West. They have scored in their last 9 games 14 goals. I don't know if that's even good in soccer. This is a big game for UBC tonight, a big weekend. They, quite frankly, you got to figure they have to sweep. Here's the situation to make the playoffs. If UBC goes 10-4 in their last 14 games, and that's going to be awfully tough, they will then need one of two things to happen. Calgary, who they're playing tonight, can't go 6-8 in their final 14 games, and Saskatchewan, another team they're trying to catch, can't go 5-6-1. You got to figure those teams are probably going to do that. So even if UBC goes 10-4 the rest of the way, their playoff hopes are still slim. Nonetheless, they need the sweep tonight. Get at least something going, Mike, before the Christmas holiday.
Absolutely. And these weekends right before the Christmas holiday are often very important. This team isn't going to play again for about another 5 weeks after tonight's game. And you know, they definitely, they could basically shut the season down after this weekend if they don't get all 4 points against Calgary. On the other hand, if they do win, they'll have a little bit of momentum going into the break, something to look forward to for next year, or for the new year, I should say, and perhaps a little bit of momentum to make a final playoff push in the 2010 year.
Well, one reason for optimism here tonight, Mike, is Keith Vojtěchuk, a guy who we...